AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 100 people in four countries are dead after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Kathmandu, Nepal. British journalist Thomas Bell is based in the city.
In the neighborhood where I live, it's kind of a lot of courtyards and squares and things which the buildings are organized around. So people rush out into these courtyards and they were standing around. Some people looked very shocked and emotional, putting their arms around each other, that kind of thing. And of course, everyone's chattering and talking about what's going on and what happened. And then every time that there was a tremor, everyone would say, it's coming again, it's coming again.
At least 70 people are dead in Nepal, 20 others in India. Protesters say they will shut the city down with a march today in Baltimore. Malik Shabazz heads Black Lawyers for Justice.
It cannot be business as usual on Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yesterday, the Baltimore Police Department acknowledged it failed to get Freddie Gray the medical attention he needed after his arrest and that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt in the van that transported him. Gray died of a spinal cord injury last Sunday. President Obama says he wants answers after a U.S. drone strike aimed at Al-Qaeda killed an American hostage. Mark Smith has more.
Despite weeks of surveillance, U.S. intelligence never spotted Warren Weinstein and an Italian captive at the Pakistani compound hit in January. But the president says those choosing targets are not cavalier and bend every effort to protect the innocent.
We all bleed when we lose an American life. We all grieve when any innocent life is taken.
Still visiting the office of the Director of National Intelligence, Obama promised to seek improvements in the drone program and said the willingness to own up to mistakes is an American strength. Mark Smith at the White House.
Anonymous bomb threat forced the evacuation of hundreds of tourists yesterday from the Statue of Liberty. No bomb was found. The tourists will be back today. This is AP Radio News. One sailor is dead, another seriously injured during training in Virginia. Officials say the two were found unresponsive yesterday at the bottom of a swimming pool in the combat swimmer training facility. Bruce Jenner says he's becoming a woman. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Bruce Jenner says he has been confused about his gender ever since he was a kid, but he says do not describe him as a woman trapped in a man's body.
I'm not stuck in anybody's body. It's just who I am.
Jenner revealed in an ABC interview with Diane Sawyer that he is making the transition from he to she. He also says he wants to look back on his life without regrets.
If I die, which I could be diagnosed next week with cancer and boom, you're gone, I'd be so mad at myself that I didn't explore that side of me.
Jenner had a private dinner with Sawyer in which he wore a dress, but while he showed off that dress for the camera, he was not seen wearing it on the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.